यावत् पृथक्त्वम् इदमात्मनेन्द्रियार्थ मायाबलं भगवतो जनयेश प्रश्येत् तावन्न संश्रितिरसो प्रतिसंक्रमेत व्यार्थापि दुःखनिवहं वहति क्रियार्था.
It was said in verse number 9, Yavat, so long, Prithakatvam idam atmana, so long we are seeing the differences, Prithakatvam, he is different from me, idam atmana, different from atmana, why? Indriyartha mayabalam, because of the senses and the sense objects. And who has created these senses and sense objects? Mayabalam. Maya has created all sense objects and the senses. Bhagavato jana isha pasyet, so long you are seeing the differences in the world. What will happen? Tavan na sansritri so prati sankramet, you cannot cross this world of change. So long you are seeing differences. And that is what is said in Bhagavad Gita as a Rajasik Gyan. What is Rajasik Gyan? When you are seeing the differences. What is Sattvik Gyan? When you see the oneness in each and every being. That is Sattvik Gyan. So long you have got this Rajasik Gyan, you are seeing the differences, you cannot cross this ocean of change, Sansara. Sansara is called ocean of change, continuously changing. You cannot cross it. Why you can't cross it? Because you are identified with the Naam Roop. You are identified with the Naam Roop. If you are identified with the Naam Roop, then you are identified with Anatma. If you are identified with Anatma, what will happen? Anatma Vastu, we see in the nature, they come into existence, stay for some time and then go away. Like we have seen in the spring, all the leaves came. Now, not all gone. Utpatti, sthiti, lay. So clearly seen. Vyarthapi dukkha niham bhati kriyartha. Vyarthapi dukkha niham. It is giving you constantly sorrow. Dukkha niham. Constant sorrow is coming. One after another. Perennial sorrow. Like the perennial plants, we have got the perennial sorrow from the world. From the Anatma. And why it is happening? Kriyartha, because of our actions. Because of the karma, we think I am the doer. If you think you are doer, then you have to become enjoyer also. If I consider myself not doer, I am not enjoyer. So long there is a karta bhav, bhokta bhav will be there. I have to enjoy it. We were seeing the example of the waves. So long the wave think I am different from other waves. I am big wave, I am short wave, I am roaring wave, I am broad wave. Then there is a janma and maran. There is a birth of wave, there is a death of wave. The moment this wave comes to know that I am not wave, I am water, I am the oceanic water. So therefore, thereafter, there is no birth and death. There is no birth and death of the oceanic water. Similarly, so long we think I am this body, there will be janma and marana. Since I am identified with my body, all other bodies are different from me. They are different from me. So I see the differences. In Upanishad also it is said, Mansa evidaba aptabhyam nehanana asti kinchana. Mansa means by mind. Ev alone. Idam aptabhyam. You can reach that Atman by your mind alone. That is the last point through which you go beyond the mind. That is what we do in our meditation. We withdraw our senses and bring it to the mind and see the thoughts of the mind and go beyond the thoughts. We are supposed to reach the illuminator of the thought. What is the procedure in our samadhi? Withdraw from the world, close your eyes, start seeing the thoughts in mind, you will find the processor of the thoughts. And if you want that, if you witness that thought, a time will come, they all process and will stop, number one. Number two, you can take the help of any mantra. We call it sajatiya vitti prabaha. Thinking about one Lord, that also helps. Then you are seeing only one same thought, sajatiya vritti prabaha. That will also drop, you go beyond. So it is a manasa ep idam aptabhyam, you can reach. Withdraw your senses, come to the mind, go beyond mind. Simple. Neha nana asti kinchana. It says there is nothing nana here. Nana here, not that maternal grandfather. Not nana. Nana means the differences. We are seeing the plurality here. The Upanishad says, na iha nana asti. There is no plurality here. And if somebody sees mrityo sa mrityum gacchati yahi naneva pasyati, but one who sees differences, plurality, what will happen? Mrityo sa mrityu gacchati, will die, take birth, again die, again take birth, again die. Continuously this will happen. In another Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it says, manasa eva anudrishtabhyam. Only the first path is the difference. Manasa eva anudrishtabhyam. You can see him by your mind only. Seeing by your mind means that you can experience it in mind. Experiencing, not like experiencing other objects of the world. Going beyond mind is experiencing. And other three are saying, neha nana asti kinchana, mrityu sa mrityu apnoti, yah eva nana pasyati. So two Upanishads says the same thing. And Bhagavata also says the same thing. Gita also says the same thing. If you are seeing the plurality, and if you are identified with it, plurality means Namrup. Namrup is Asat, it's not real. If you identify with Anatma, then you have to go into the cycle of birth and death continuously. But if you see the One, which is real, which is eternal, no more birth and death. So only two options are there. If you are seeing the plurality, you are in the cycle of birth and death. If you see oneness in all beings, whether living or inert. When I say beings, that means in all living and inert, even in the chair and table also. If you see that oneness, what is that oneness? In chair? Idness is there. And in the living being, the consciousness we see. We don't see consciousness in the chair, why? No subtle body is there. What is subtle body?
Mind.
17 items. 5 organs of perception, 5 organs of action, and 5 pranas, 15, man and buddhi. These 17 items are called sukshma sarira. So this chair does not have this 17 items. No eyes, no ear, no hand, although we say the leg is there. No prana, no mind, no intellect. Therefore, There is no life in it, but it exists. So long we see differences, there will be birth and death. Pakka? Have you understood clearly? So birth and death happens in anatma. This you all start, if you contemplating on that, you will come to know it's all happening in anatma. What is anatma? It is in maya. If I am associated with the maya, I am in the ocean of changes. Maya means which continuously changes. And atma means eternal, not modifying, nirgun, nirakar, nirvikar. So our identification should be with anatma.
No.
Should be atma. That you share only in the satsang. When you go out, we again get associated with anatma. Verse 10. What is karan? Instrument. How many instruments we have got? Antahkaran, Bahikaran. Karan means instrument. How many instruments we have got? Antahkaran and Bahikaran. In Bahikaran, how many instruments are there? 10. Five organs of perception and five organs of
action. That is also Bahikaran.
Bahikaran. What is Antahkaran? Manabuddhi. So in all, how many instruments we have got? 14. Five organs of perception, five organs of action. And manabuddhi chitta ahankara. 14. So this 14th is anya pritarth karna. In the daytime, they all are engaged in the world. Do you accept, na? All these five organs of perception, action, mind, intellect, everything is all engaged in the. Then what happened? Nisi nisayana. But in the night time, they get all tired and they all go to sleep. When the instruments get tired, they all go to sleep. Why they get tired? With interact with the world, because they have got the likes and dislikes, you know, rag dvesh. You want to interact the world with the world which you like, and the things which you don't like, you don't want to interact, you hate. Since they have got the rag and dvesh, they get tired. But there is one thing in us which has got no likes and dislikes and never gets tired. What is that?
Prana.
Prana.
Constant.
Prana, even if you go to the messy and they display all type of scents, na? Scents?
Perfumes.
Perfumes. This is poison, this is opium. They give the name like that, poison. Opium. But the prana will not hold it. Oh, this is poison, I like. I don't want to come. It will not happen. There is no liking in the prana. It will come out. Or if you are passing through that garbage bin, you don't like the smell. You can't say, I will not breathe in. You have to breathe in also. So prana has got no likes and dislikes. Therefore, never gets tired. You got the principle? All the indriyas get tired in the world in the daytime, Because they all have got likes and dislikes. You want to see the film, what is that film? The soap, I mean the cinema, which you like, again and again. Bhajan, you want to sing, listen to the bhajan, which you like, again and again. But you do it 10 times, 12 times, you will get tired. Bankaro, stop it now. Because you are tired. ना प्रीतार्त करना निशी निश्चयाना नाना मनोरथ दिया क्षण भग्न निद्रा. बट सिंस यू आर इंटरैक्टिंग विद द वर्ल्ड यू हैव गॉट नाना मनोरथ दिया इन द इंटेलेक्ट देर आर मेनी मेनी डिजायर्स. दिस इज टू बी फुलफिल्ड, दिस इज टू बी अचीव, दैट इज टू बी अचीव. एंड इन द नाइट टाइम व्हेन यू आर स्लीपिंग इन द डीप यू समटाइम्स यू व्हाट हैपेंड, ओह दिस इज नॉट कंप्लीट, I have not done this thing, I should have done that thing, this is to be done tomorrow. Sometimes in the deep sleep also, it breaks, na? Because of your manorath, desires, that is in the intellect. In dream also you see, but deep sleep also, it breaks. And it is said, it's not applicable to you only. It says it is applicable to Devartha Rachana Rishiopi Deva Yusmit Prasanga Bipuma Iya Sansaranti. All the Rishiopi Sansaranti, they also come under the ocean of change. They also go into the cycle of birth and death. Rishiopi. So when Yusmit Prasanga Bimukha, when they are not listening to the Leela of Bhagavan. If the rishis are also not listening to the leelas of Bhagavan, what are they listening in the daytime then? Anatma. They are also reveling in object emotions and thought. If you are not listening to Bhagavan, if you are not in the temple, you are outside the temple. Outside the temple, you are in the world. If you are not studying scripture, you are reveling in the world. If you are not in Atma, you are in Anatma. So Rishi also is supposed to revel in the Brahman, in the Leela of the Lord. If he is not reveling, that means he is also reveling in the world. Therefore, he also will be in the cycle of birth and death. What to talk about us? And we have seen many Purana stories. Vishwamitra was deluded by Menaka. Deluded by Apsara Menaka, he was not thinking. Gone. Naraji was deluded, I want to get married. Rajkanna Swayambar is going to happen. So he went to Lord Vishnu. My face is not good as yours. Make me like, looking like you, so that the Rajkanna, seeing my beauty, she will put that garland to me. Bhagavan said, he is my bhakta and he is going to get entangled in maya. He wants to get married. Lokeja made him monkey face. And when he went into the swayambar, everybody is laughing seeing that Naraji. And he was not able to understand why people are laughing. And he was thinking, oh, people are admiring my beauty. After the swayambar, no doubt, he was not selected. Then he went outside. There was no, you know, mirror at that time. He went into the river and the pond. Sajvijari, what is this? Distracted by the word.
Tvam bhavayogo paribhavita vitsaruja ase shute kshita patunannata pumsam yadyadhyata urugaya vivavayanti tat tat vapu pranayasi sadanukrahaya.
You see, tvam bhavayogo, bhavayogo is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga leads you leads a seeker to the Lord. Like if the Raja comes to in the city, in the Praja, so some people guiding you to come this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. There is no Raja. Nowadays the people, if the minister president is coming, which side to go? Even the driver of the president, the prime minister also doesn't know. It's the pilot car of the police which guides. We have to go this way, this way, this way. Does it happen here? In India it happens. Suppose president comes here, if he wants to come to Chinmay Mission, who will guide him?
Police.
Police will guide him. There's a pilot car? Yeah. Or otherwise you can see it in the banquet hall on the 9th Saturday when the Acharya will be led by Purna Kumbha. They guide us how, where to go. You know, Purna Kumbha, they guide. The Acharya cannot go in that lane or that lane. Follow. So similarly, it is said, the path leading to the Lord can be discovered by listening to the Katha. Listening to Katha, Bhav Yoga, with Bhakti Yoga, you can reach Him. Asse Shrute Chit Pato Nanu Nath Punsam. This Shruti, this Katha, that will lead you to the Lord. That will lead you to the Lord. Then it said, yadayat dhyato urgaya vibhavayanti tattat vapu pranayase sadumukraya. And in whatever form you worship Him, whatever form, He will come to you in that form. Thakur Ramakrishna used to worship in the form of Kali. And the Lord came in the form of Kali. It's not that Ugra Roop Kali is 8 or 10 feet height, no. This much of height. That Kali is only this much, 3 feet. Still there in Dakshinasana. Thakur Ramakrishna used to feed, talk to her. Meera, mere to Girdhar Gopal. I love this one. There are Vaishnavites, Saivites. Some love Ram, some love Krishna, some Shiva. Whatever form you like, it all forms are His. Once a Mahatma told a cowherd boy that you should think about, meditate on Lord Krishna. Then this boy, he tried his best, but that bhav is not coming. Every time the bhas comes or the cow comes,
buffalo
comes. Because the 24 hour is associated with the buffalo, cows and all that. So every time he sits in the middle, the buffalo comes. He went to Mahatma, what should I do? Every time, well, okay. You ask your Krishna to sit on that buffalo. Even the buffalo is from in all beings, He is present, na? But to ignorant you can't say, in buffalo also that Atman is there, that Atman is Lord. He said, okay, you ask your Bhagwan to sit on that buffalo. Meditate this way.
Nāti prasīdati yatho pacito pacārai ārādhita suraganai ridivattha kāvai yat sarva bhūta daraya asat labhya aikyo aikyaha nāna janeshra mahita suvidantarātmā.
Nāti prasīdati. Lord is not very happy. Ati, very. Prasidati, happy. With what? Tatha apachito upachari aradhita. If you are worshipping Him with lot of pomp and so, with lot of upachar, sodasa upachar, That is the now minimum in this much source of jar. Otherwise, there used to be even more than that, 50 upchar. More than 50 upchar. Worshipping God. They said, Nati prasidati, if you are doing with the lot of upchar, aradita, and who are doing that? Suru ganai. Even the devatas are doing. If the devatas are doing with lots of upachar, worshipping the Paramatma, hridi baddha kamai, but in the hriday, in the heart, they have got the desire. That means, if you are doing a puja to fulfill your desire, then Lord is not ati prasidati. He will be happy. You are worshipping him. He will be happy. Na ati prasidati. How he will be ati prasidati? He say, yat sarva bhut daya asad labbeko nana janesu abhita suhidat atma. When you are showing daya to the people who are suffering and your heart is shivering, seeing the dukkha of others, then Paramatma in you, seeing your dancing heart out of sorrow, he becomes more happy. Got the two illustrations? When I am worshipping Lord with many upchars, with kamana, with to fulfill my desire, na ati prasidati, he is not very happy. He is happy, whatever you want, he will give you. Why not very happy? Because you are asking only anatma vastu. Whatever you are praying, remove my sickness, it is anatma vastu. He will remove your sorrow. Give me money, he will give you money, anatma vastu. Give me a house, anatma vastu. But na ati prasidati. But he is not very happy. Why? Because you are worshipping your own ego. But when you are dancing, your heart is full of sorrow, seeing the sorrow of others, happy. What does that mean? It means he is not interested in the work which we are doing. He is more interested in the attitude behind the action. When the attitude behind action is worshipping my own ego, when it is the kamya karma, it is the selfish desire, na ati prasidati. He is not very happy. When the attitude is that I am seeing the one in all, others are suffering, so I am also suffering. What is the attitude? Attitude is for the Lord. Therefore, you find Karma Yogi here. He will clearly tell after few verses. If you are doing kamya karma, nati prasidati. If you are doing Ishvara arpitap karma, happy. So what we have to do to make him please? Ati prasidati. The action has to be offered as archana to the Lord. Offered as archana to the Lord means So whatever bad karma I do, Lord, I am doing it for you. No, he will not take that. So when you do any bad karma, ask your conscience, will the Lord be happy? No. To fulfill my desire, I am ready to cheat Mr. A or Mrs. B. Will the Lord be happy? No. So all our karma should be as archana to the Lord. The Lord should be happy.
Pumsamato vivida karma viratvaratrihi dhanena chokra tapasamrata charayaca aradhanam bhagavatastava satkriyata dharmorpitam karhi chitriyate nayatra.
Pumsamato vivida karma viratvaratrihi. If all the karma are done as a aradhana of the Lord. Punsam, punsam means the human beings. If they are doing all the karma as a aradhana to the Lord, karchit griyate na yatra, they never perish. Those karma will never perish. Then he said, dhanena cha ukra tapsa. What are these good karmas? He said, dhana, charity, ukra tapsa. Ukra tapsa, intense tapas. What is tapas? Mana indriyana ekagram param tapah. This is the param tapah. If you are able to make your mind and senses single-pointed, that is the greatest tapas. Ugra tapas, bratacharya, and you are taking the vows. It's not only the fasting, it's the vows. If they take the vow that I will do this thing, good thing, that also is a brat, a resolution. I will come to Bhagavad Katha every Tuesday at 10:30. It is a brat. But normally brat means upvas, fasting. Brat means a resolution, a vow. Bratacharya. Aradhana bhagvastava satkriyate dharmorpati. These are all satkarma for the dharma. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita also, Lord says, yajna dana tapa karma na tyajyam karyam eviti. Yajna, dana and tap. These should not be left. Karyam eviti. This is my duty, I have to do it. We must do it. Why we should do it? Yajna dan tapasya bhavanani manishnani. If you do yajna dan tap, what will happen? Bhavanani, it will purify you. Whom? Manishnani. It will purify your mind. It is specifically said, manishinam. Manishinam means human beings. Yajna dana tap other beings can't do. Pasu can't do. Only the human beings can do it. And if they do, as a, it is my duty, I have to do. Then it will purify. At one more place, Lord said, yat karosi yad asnasi yad juhosi dadasi yad yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurusap madarpanam. Yad karosi. Whatever you do, yadasnasi, whatever you eat, eating with mouth, not only eating, whatever you are perceiving by your organs of perception, yadasnasi, and yadjuhosi, whatever sacrifices you are doing, yaddadasi, whatever dan you are doing, yadtapasasi, whatever tapas, austerity you are doing, do it for me. Do it for me. Lord, again and again, everywhere he says, do it for me, do it for me, do it for me. And the jeev always says, I am doing for myself. And Lord says, do it for me. Jeev says, no, I am doing for myself. This is the difference. But if we do that, what will happen? My mind will become purified. When the mind will become purified, what will happen? Why purified mind is needed? Then you become fit for Sravan Manan and Nididhyasana. Sravan Manan Nididhyasana of what? Not physics, chemistry. Sravan Manan Nididhyasana of the Adhyatma Jnana. Then the knowledge will happen, otherwise it will not happen. Mind, purified mind is required. What are the impurities of mind? Sat-ripu. What is Sat-ripu? Sat means six. Ripu means enemy. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Madh, Masa. Who is the ringleader? Desire is the ringleader. So we have got one main enemy. We have to tackle that enemy. And if we can tackle that enemy, then we become Sthit Pragya. You remember? Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Prajahati, when you end, when you destroy, when you eradicate kaman, desire, ringleader enemy. How many desires? Sarvan, all desires. Where are they? Partha manogatan, it is in your mind. Atmani atmana tushtaha, and you are satisfied with Atman, then you are called Sthita Pragya Tada Uchyate. Then you are Sthita Pragya. So long the kamana is there, nothing will happen. Why? Because kamana will always push you outside to the world. You have got a house, you want another house in Chicago, one in the downtown now. Sometimes weekend I will go and stay in the downtown. Kya hoga? One day there, it will take at least 30 years of your life to repay the debt. So you have to work 30 more years. Why weekend I want to stay there? Life gone. Can that be ended? Yes, it can be ended. When Lord is saying a sthita pragya is without kamana, that means it can be ended. There is way to end all the desires. 14.
Rashvat sarupah saiva nipita veda mohaya bodha dishanaya namapparasmai Vishwodbhavasthitilayeshu nimitta leela rasaya te namaitam chakrimeshwaraya.
It says saswat swarupam haseiva nimitta bheda. Your saswat swarupa. Saswat swarupa means that saswat, which is always there. Swarupa, your own nature. Where it is? It is with us. That Atman, that saswat thing is already with us. By that knowledge, you can remove all this nivita veda mohaya bodha disnaya. All the differences, which is nothing but illusion and created by maya, this can be removed. This can be removed. How? By the knowledge of the self. So my salutation to you, and you take delight in sportful activities of maya, who is responsible for viswa, udbhava, sthiti, lay. Udbhava, creation. Sthiti, sustenance. Lay, dissolution. So how it is happening? Because of the maya. It is happening. And anybody who takes refuge in you, then this maya can be removed fully. And who is the ruler of this maya? ruler Maha is the Lord. I salute that Lord who is the ruler of this Maya. In Bhagavad Gita also says, Maya dhyachena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. This char and achar is all created by prakriti. And who is the adhyaksha? Adhyaksha is president. Lord says, I am adhyaksha, I am president. Under my rulership, everything is happening. Everybody is working according to the rules made by him. Sun rises at a particular time every day. He never takes a holiday. Or the earth is moving in a particular speed. All the galaxies, all the stars and all that are governed by that ruler. Even our pulse, temperature, prana, circulation, digestion, it is in his control. We disturb sometimes. The system we disturb, but it's controlled by him. You know, the swas, breathing is not in our hand. Otherwise, in the deep sleep we are sleeping, or if we are tamoguni, we may forget to breathe also. Not in our hand. It's the hand of the Lord. Pulse rate continuously at fixed rate it is running.
Yasyavatara guna karma vidambanani namani yesu vigare vivasha vrinanti tenai gajanma shavalam sahasaiva hitva sayantya pavrita vritam tavadam prapatte.
Yasyavatara guna karma vidambanani namani ye asubhigame vivasa grinanti. It says, yes, avatar, if somebody remembers the Lord's avatar, his gun, his incarnation, his gun, his karma, his lila, vidambanani, namani, as a different name. Like when we do the archana, then we take the names of the Lord, 108 names. In Vishnu Sahasra, there are 1,000 names. If somebody remembers one name, when yah asu vigame, asu means prana, vigame means when the prana are leaving, at that time, if you take the any one name, like Devaki Nandan, or different name, whatever name you want to take, if you take that name at the time of your asu bigame, asu means prana bigame, when it is living, then what will happen? Te naika janma sa malam saise vahitva. Then what in anek janma mala, impurity, sin, hitva, all gone, all clear. Sanyati apabritam apabrit mritam tam ajam prapadde. When he leaves, where he goes? Tam, he reaches you. Who are you? Ajam. Tam ajam. Ajam means not born. Not born means he reaches the Lord Paramatma. The same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita. Om iti ekacharam brahma vyaharam mam anusmaran yah prayati tejanu deha sa yati paramam gati. He gets the param gati who, while living this world, at the last breath, if he remembers Om, you take the name Om or you take any Lord's name. And at that time, living, if you take that name, you reach that Lord. Like Mahatma Gandhi at the time of death, he said, हे राम। हाँ हे राम। So is it easy to take the name? Only this much is to be done. At the last breath you can take the name. And now you have got the idea. No shastra is needed. If you want to reach the Lord, only the last breath Bhagwan ka naam lena hai. That's all. So you have to create the habit. Exactly. If habit is not there, it's not going to happen. What is the science behind it? It is very simple science. Science behind it, it is always the last thought which governs your action. Many times we have said, when you have come to the satsang, at that time you thought, immediately after 11:30 or maybe 2 minutes before the aarti starts, I will run back to my home. Is it not so? But the last of the moment you start your car, you remember, I have to pick up something from the target. So will you go to home or target? It is the last thought which always governs. So the last thought at the time of death, if you take the name of the Lord, you will reach Lord. This is the simple science behind it. But suppose somebody is committing sin whole life, and if he takes the name of the Lord in the last moment, this was a question given to me in the one of the classes, study class. Will he get Lord? I said, yes, he will get. He will get. But whether he will be able to chant or not, that I don't know. That I don't know. But if he takes the name of Lord, no doubt about it. He will reach Lord. Now suppose we know the law that I have to take. Asu bigame, when the prana is living, at that time we have to take the. Are you sure you will be conscious at the time of leaving the last breath? You may be in the coma. You may not be able to recognize your own kith and kin, not responding. Or the doctor will put you on the ventilator. Hardly working. Kuchale. Can you do that? Take the name of the Lord? No. So what should be done? You have to practice whole life. Now you may ask me question, if I practice the whole life at the time of the end, I am in the coma.
The last thought
before you
want to go. Before thought. But it is also said, if you continuously practice, then there will be a japa jap. It is constantly happening. Yeah. You don't have to chant it. It's constantly happening. So during the coma also it is happening. We don't have to say it loudly so that my kith and kin, they come to know, oh, he chanted the last. But who is listening inside? Inside that Lord is there, na? He is seeing, he is illuminating all the thoughts, he knows what thoughts are going.
Even if we have to go to target to do our Nitya Karmas, we should inside, if we have chanting here, it's okay, right?
Perfectly. Yeah. It is always said, it is just like your Tanpura, whether you are singing or not singing, the Tanpura is continuously there. Similarly, your mind, one part of the mind should always remember that Lord. Therefore in Karma Yoga it is said that you do it for my happiness, my happiness, my happiness, so that you remember me. The whole idea is that you should remember me. We don't remember. We remember only when the sorrow comes, then we run to the temple.
Yeah.
Otherwise we don't go to the temple. At least Christians, they go to the church at least every Sunday. Because they have got a temptation there. Confess and you get free. But our temple doesn't have that concept. You, every month you come or every Sunday you come, you confess whatever wrong you have done and you are made free. We don't believe in that. We believe in the karma. Yes, subtle body is there. Then Acharpa Jap is continuously going on there. Who is hearing? Atman, you are still living. He is still emulating inside. He knows what you are doing.
But you have no control over your thoughts or emotions or intellect.
You see, Amma, there is no control on your thoughts. Like the incoming calls, you have got no control. We don't have any control on the incoming calls. And a lot of people they call. One thing is good, we see if there is no name, or we now understand this is so and so Virginia PA, we understand it's Phaltu. We don't accept it. Don't accept it. Similarly, the bad thoughts comes, you don't accept it. That is with you. That choice is the intellect has got that choice. But we don't utilize intellect. We go with the thought. So you have to reject or accept. That is what we tell to our children here also. You have got no control on the incoming thought because it is because of the vasanas coming. They will come. Good thought, bad thought, both will come. But you have the right to reject. The moment bad thought comes, replace it by good thought. That you can do. That is in my hand. Who stops you to start singing bhajan when the bad thought comes? Who stops you? Start the taking the name of the Lord at that time. Gone, that thought is gone. So it is said, Om iti ekacharam brahma vyaran ma manusmaran. If you are thinking about the Lord, and at the time of leaving this body, if you take that name, guaranteed liberation, you go there. You to go to that abode. But that is not an easy thing. It requires a lot of practice. Then only it will happen. But whatever is said in Bhagavatam or in Bhagavad Gita or in the Upanishad is the one and same thing. So that we can take the name of the Lord. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is suggested that you do all your karma for the happiness of the Lord, so that you remember Lord. It is a backdoor entry of the Lord in our mind. Actions we can't stop. Actions we have to do. But if we remember the Lord in each and every action, kaam ho gaya, bas, that's all. I have to cross this sansar sagar. For the layman, this is the path. Take the name of the Lord and go beyond this sansar. Therefore, in the ancient time, all the people used to keep the name of their children. Yeah, but even if you call your child Ram or Sita or whatever name, you have given Narayan or Shiva, Lord thinks he is calling me. He is not calling you. He is giving you benefit of doubt. So he sent his ambassadors. Oh, bring him here. But nowadays we don't even keep the name of our child on the name. On the God's name, we write Chunnu, Munnu.
Modern name of where for
that? Chintu Mintu bhi nahi hai aajkal, par dusra ho gaya.
Chalo. Om.
उच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति 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 हरि ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ